Okay, everybody, we're going to have a Chumash Shir now. 10 o'clock. The Bechinas start on Sunday, 10 o'clock, and Monday, 11 o'clock. So whoever was scheduled, whenever, you know, to be here at those times. Parshas Miketz is the usually Shabbos Chanukah. It's interesting. Usually there's only one Shabbos Chanukah. It's usually Parshas Miketz. This year we have two Shabbos Chanukahs. Very rarely it's one Shabbos Chanukah and it's Vayeshev. That was the year of my Bar Mitzvah. There was one Shabbos Chanukah, only Vayeshev. That's very rare. But it's usually one Shabbos Chanukah and only Miketz. And this year we have two Shabbos Chanukahs, Vayeshev and Miketz. And there's a lot of different remozim and miketz for Chanukah. One of the famous ones, Tvoach Tevach for Hochein, Osios Chanukah, right? But the Torah says in Parshas Miketz, V'atayere faro ish novom v'chacham, Shiseu al Eretz Mitzrayim, V'yasa faro v'yafkeit v'kidim al Oretz, V'chimesh es Eretz Mitzrayim, V'sheva shnei hasova. So Yosef saying that Paro should appoint Pekidim, different officers, to take care of the distribution of food. And the Lashon is V'chimesh as Eretz Mitzrayim. So says Rashi, V'chimesh ketargumo v'yizareis chei chamushim. Look at the Lekhet Bar here. Zoriz Perushu Klim Zayin. Zirizu Kli Zayin. Khan Zirizu Lateis Pekidim. V'chimesh means you should, in other words, do it efficiently. Be Mizariz to appoint the Pekidim. And that'll take care of the food. So in the Sefer Ololos Ephraim, that's by the Baal HaKli Yokar, on page 3, we know that the three main gzeros, it's brought down, question what the exact source is, but it's brought down in all the Svarim, that the three main gzeros of Chanukah that the Yevanim wanted to counter the Jewish people were Chodesh, Milah, and Shabbos. Right? The Rosh Chodesh, Bris Milah, and Shabbos. And says the Kli Yokar, fourth column of the third page, V'zeh haya b'imei Antiochus HaRosha Shechoshav Levatel Mi'Yisrael Chodesh Milah V'Shabbos Ki B'Zchus Sholosh Eilu Nigol Yisrael Mi'Mitzrayim. Because these are the three things that gave us Geula. Dan Pesach, Dan Mila, as we know. Mitzvahs HaChodesh, because HaChodesh is Elohim. And Mitzvah Shabbos, that they asked that they should be able to be Shomer Shabbos in Mitzrayim. That Moshe Rabbeinu asked Paro could give him one day off. So these are the three things that perhaps fostered the Geula from Mitzrayim. So says the Olos Ephraim, that's Pshat V'chimesh is Eretz Mitzrayim. What is Chimesh? Rosh Tevas Chodesh Milah and Shabbos. Zchus Sholosh Eilu Shehoya B'yodim Mitzrayim Heya Shomer Lehem Lefidyon Ligol B'zchusam B'tzor Omro V'chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael. In other words, Yosef is trying to implant these values of Chodesh, Shabbos, and Milah in Mitzrayim. And when later on in Parshas B'Shalach, when it says V'chamushim, so it's referring back to V'chimesh, meaning that Yosef is trying to instill in the people the values of Chodesh, Milah, and Shabbos, and that ultimately is what is going to redeem us from Mitzrayim. So Chimesh is Chodesh, Chodesh Mila v'Shabbos. And it's interesting that there's a famous medrash. There's a famous medrash in Parshas Bereishis on page 8 that a lot of people discuss what this medrash means. And the medrash says, V'choshech zegolus yovon shech shicha eineim shal Yisrael b'gzeir roseim shehoysor mersalhem kisru al keren hashor she'en lachem chelak be'elokei Yisrael. Kisvu lachem al keren hashor, which literally means that Yovan said you should write on the horn of the shore, ein lachem chelak be'elokei Yisrael. So what is the significance of that? So there are a lot of different pshatim. But the Chidah has a pshat here. And he says like this, that we saw in the Kliyokar, in the Olos Ephraim, that the three things that Yosef was concerned about in Mitzrayim was Chodesh, Mila, and Shabbos. That's the Chimesh, which were the three things that Yovan wanted to get rid of. Because these are the three things that perhaps, as we'll see, created the Vekas between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That Chodesh is written in the Sevarim that we're Mekadosh the Chodesh. Mila is Os Bris on that we're Avdei Hashem. Shabbos is, you know, for Klal Yisrael, not for the Goyim. And that's what the values, so the Chimesh is Eretz Mitzrayim, means that those values of Chodesh, Mila, Shabbos is what Yosef wanted to instill in the people. So kisvu lachem al keren hashor. So some take it literally, but from the Chidah's mashma, the idea is who's the shore? The shore is Yosef. B'chor shoro hadar lo. Pasuk in Zos Habracha. So kisvu lachem al keren hashor means that the values that the shore, that means that Yosef wanted to instill of Chodesh, Mila, and Shabbos, we want to undo. Kisvu lachem al keren hashor, because the shore is b'chor shoro hadar lo is Yosef. So kisvu lachem al keren hashor means that what you learn from the shore, what you learn from Yosef of Chimesh, is what we want to undo right now. And that is the yisod of that the Chodesh, Mila, and Shabbos causes a place of the vacus between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashras HaShechina. And every Jew, we know, V'shachanti B'Sochan, has to have a Mokom in him for Ashras HaShechina. In fact, Dr. Tversky was speaking the other night. He was saying that I think someone came to the Baal Shem. Some of the time the Baal Shem was singing a very happy niggun to the Al Chait, and they were wondering why is the such a happy niggun, and he said because Al Chait is we're cleaning up our guf, our so we can be a modor l'shechina, as if it's a place of lichluch, then the Shechina doesn't want to be sure in such a place, so. So that's what it means, kisvu lachem al keren hashor. The kisvu lachem al keren hashor means what the midos, the values of that we learned from Yosef, of b'chor shoro hadar lo, of the chimeshes eretz Mitzrayim, of chodesh milan Shabbos, is what they want to undo. And we know the Sfarim right, the Gemara says in Shabbos and Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, big yisod. Amar Rabba, psilos she'amru chachamim, ein malikim behem b'shabbos, m'nei she'or m'sachseches behem. But there's certain wicks that you can't light Neir Shabbos with. Why? M'nei she'or m'sachseches behem. So says Rashi, nidach v'kofetz. In other words, it doesn't hold on. The fire is jumpy. It's these wicks. The fire doesn't take hold. So you can't light with them for Neir Shabbos. But the Gemara says on the next page, Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, on page 12, Amar Avzeira, Amar Rav Masim, Amar Rav Avzeira, Amar Rav, Psilos Ushmanim Sha'omru Chachomim, Mein Madlikim Behem B'Shabbos, Madlikim Behem B'Chanukah. But you can use these Psilos on Chanukah. And the Gemara says, maybe this is according to the opinion that Kofsa Einu Zokuch Lo, so even if it goes out, it's not so bad. But what's the idea? So there's a famous vort in the Sefer Moreh Na'im of Chernobyl on page 13. He says that we know that Ner Chanukah is supposed to light l'malam gimel tfachim, but within asarat tfachim. And the Gemara says in Sukkah, me'olam lo yorda shechila l'mata me'asarat. That the Shekhinah usually doesn't come within 10 tefachim of the earth. Keeps a little distance. So the idea that on Chanukah we light the menorah within 10 tefachim to show that Chanukah is the one time in the year that the Shekhinah is Yoredes Lamal Lamata Miyud. That it's, in other words, we have a special opportunity to have a Hashras Hashchina, to have a Hiskarvus Takadosh Baruch Hu in Chanukah that we don't have the rest of the year. And he says, that's Pshat in the Gemara. Psilos Ushmanim She'ein Madlikim Behem B'Shabbos, Madlikim Behem B'Chanukah. So explains the Moreh Na'im, because he says Shabbos is very lofty. Kedusha Shabbos is very high. Eich, look at page 14. But on Chanukah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not as, of course he's always lofty, but he makes himself more accessible. He makes himself lamata me'asara, and therefore we could latch on to him. So, and the Sfasemis brings, I think Rav Shor quotes this, the Sfasemis brings on page 15 that what's the chisaron, and Rav Shor quotes this, that see, normally these silos, they're not good for Shabbos because they're koifetz. They're not miyushav, and Chanukah is the time where an individual could get more yishuv hadas. He could, as we'll see, as Rav Shor discusses this, we could be more in contact with who we are. Whereas he says that. that during the rest of the year, sometimes the Nair is kofetz, and it's not b'yishuv. But on Chanukah, somehow those same Nairos could be mashpi on us. And he was Fasemis writes, because there's a nekuda pnimis b'chol ish Yisrael, she'ain sham maga nachri. There's this one, everyone has good points in them that are not tainted. And sometimes we don't know what they are. We're not in contact with ourselves, of how we could, from what nekuda in ourselves could we grow. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a greater opportunity on Chanukah to have an every individual to become a makom that's roi v'hashras hashchina. So he's, and the way the mitzvahs of Chodesh, Milah, and Shabbos are the catalysts for making ourselves roi l'hashras hashchina. Because these three things, the Milah is the Osprey's Kodesh in your Basar that makes you Roy L'Hashras HaShechina. And Shabbos is Osprey Niu Veinechem. And Kodesh is Mekadis Yisrael. So all these things are Mador L'Shechina. And what happens is during the year, sometimes the Psilos are just jumping because we're not Miyushav. What we're supposed to be doing, we're going here, we're going there. And Chanukah is the time where the Shechina comes back down to us, and we can have a better, and it could cling on to us, and perhaps to have a better insight of who we are and what we could accomplish. And in fact, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, the pasuk in Mishlei rather, Ner Hashem, next page, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chofes Kol Chadrei Lev. And the Ner is something that lets you look into your panemius. And in other words, as Rav Shor writes on page 20, third column, Fasem is Vor Shachisar Shalay Psilos Shom Sachech Vehem Mel Gori L'Chashash Shem Yata Remez Ki Yesh Tefashe Shalom Kviyesh Ki Yesh L'Chol Nefesh Nekuda Tova Vol Shalom Huyim Hudova L'Hach Nekuda. That's what we said before, is from Rav Shor, that a person doesn't always know what the nekuda is. What the nekuda in him is that he should cling on. So he doesn't cling on. Maybe the rest of the year it's too lofty. He doesn't see. Shav Chanukah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming down to us and helping us look inside our neshama to see who we are and what we could do. It's the nishma, as Rav Shor writes in the next siman. It's the nishmas adam, ner Hashem nishmas adam, chofes kol chadrei batin. The ner is something that helps us understand who we are. He quotes over here Rav Shor in the second column. He says, "Yemei Chanukah, Yemei Tshuva, Sfasem is Yisrael Chay Madlikim al Pesach." He says it's the time that we can be. Ner Chanukah is like the we can be bodek b'chorin of a stockin of the lathe, and that's why he says the Sholem Meishiv asked. We know that a ner lamala may esrim ama is possible. He says, why? Can't you see it at night? If it's dark, you should be able to see it. So he says, Al Derech HaMusar, he says, Ein ha'inyin b'neir s'chanukah rak sh'odem yiras ha'ner, but yesh inyin sh'aner yoyer ad lamata el toch hal lev ha'odem. V'aner yoyer lo es ha'derech ba'feila. He says, you might be able to see the ner if it's l'mala me'esrim, but it's not going to be able to help you see yourself. And if it's the Malam Yesrim, it's not going to be able to enlighten the Chadrei Baten of your neshama. Because everyone has something in him that's good, that he could excel in, and in a ruchniyistik way. And everyone has to cling on to what that good thing is. Because if you don't, so then he quotes here, you know, the famous Chazal, that ner v'abor regein bo mayim, mayim ein bo v'nechoshim v'akrovim yesh bo. And that's the same Chazal right next to the din of Chanukah l'malam v'yesrim. It was a famous Torah Tamima, that says that the reason why the two things are next to each other is because the whole idea of Lamala Meyestrim is that you can't see. So that's why the pshat that they threw him to the boar, that was a deep pit. They didn't know they were in the Chashim, the Krav, and Yeshbo, so they couldn't see. But he says a different idea. That the Musar Haskel is, he says, on the third column, page 21, Remez Gadol Tomon Kan, Ki Adua Mashapirshu B'Sifrei Musar, Sha'adam Choshev Ki Yochel Yos Bor Reik, Haynu B'Matzav Shal Reikus Mitorav, Hafu B'Kin Yishar Reik, Midvar Macherim. In other words, you might think you can be raked from Torah, but then you'll also not have any negative influences in you. But it's not true. You should know when the boar is raked, Ebomayim, when there's no Torah inside of you, then don't think it's just going to be parv. It's going to be Nechashim Vakravim Yeshbo. Other things are going to creep in. Because there's never, as someone said, there's never a vacuum. Vacuums don't exist. In other words, if it's not good, then bad influences are going to come in inside of you. And that's why every individual has to, during Chanukah, to understand what he's cut out for. And what are, be chofes, the Ner Chanukah, Nishmas Adam, chofes kot chadrei voten, because everyone's cut out to do something that could be a modern Lashchina, that could be, and that's what we're all here for, that everyone has to make themselves an individual who HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be proud to rest his Shechina on this person. And that's what Chanukah is all about, is that, and that's Chodesh and Shabbos Mila, is all these things that make us Roy Hashras Hashchina. In other words, and that gave us a gula from Mitzrayim, and that gives us a gula in our own personal lives. Because everyone, feels, am I doing the right thing? What's going to... You see, a gula in life means when you feel fulfillment. That you're doing something, you're using your talents in a proper way, you're being productive, so then you feel good about yourself. That's fulfillment. That's the gula of an individual. And he feels he's accomplishing, he's fulfilling in whatever way he could accomplish. But we need to understand what derech we should be taking. And that's what the Ner Chanukah has to come down a little bit. The Shechina is coming closer so we can have a greater illumination of our neshama. And that's a short quote in Ava Rabba on the next page. He quotes on page 22. Same Billy Beinu Bina. It's called Divei Salmo Torah Sech Ba'Ava. Chanukah is Yomim Shal Bina, B'nei Bina Yimei Shmona, Bina Hu Tshuva, Levavo Yovin V'Shav V'Rafalo. He says, Bina means understanding. And the Iker understanding is to understand yourself. To understand what makes you tick. What makes you happy? What makes you productive? How you can be more... And how can you be a mother l'shchina? And that's why... What is ultimately the finale of Chanukah is called Zos Chanukah, right? The eighth day of Chanukah is called Zos Chanukah. And the Tiferet Shlomo writes on page 23, what's Lashon Zos? Zos always refers... Rabbi Chalav discusses Zos. Zos refers to the Shechina. I mean, the Zos Chanukah is because of the Pasuk, Zos Hanukas HaMizbeach. But the Zos refers to the Shechina. Zos Haisali Kip Gudecha. Zos Asul Vichyos Alkim Ani Yorei. A lot of times in Tanakh, the Zos is referring to the Shechina. And I think the idea being is that all the preparations of Chanukah, all the celebration, is that I should be able to understand myself. Bina Yimei Shmona. I should be able to understand myself, so how can I be in conduit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be happy to be Mashra Hashchina on me? Am I doing what I could be doing? What should I be doing in life? What type of lifestyle should I be living that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say, oh, I'm proud to be Mashra Shechina on such a person. And that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos on Chavez and Beis in the next page, that the what's the idea of the menorah? The idea of the menorah is Shashchina Shora B'Yisrael, that the nace of the menorah of the Ner Maravi that was always Doleg, shows that the Shechina was Shora B'Yisrael. And that's how the Galia Masechta of David on Navardik on page 25 and 26 explains that that's how they knew that the Nes of Chanukah was going to be something. In other words, they didn't know. There were no Nevi'im then. So they didn't know, is this Nes going to be just a one-time thing and then tomorrow things are going to go back to the bad? Or is it going to be a Dover Kavua? So they didn't know, they didn't have a Navi to tell them. So the pshat is that the Nes of the Shemen is the Nes of the menorah is made Shashchina Shara B'Yisrael and things are going to be B'Kvias. And that's ultimately what a person has to find is Yishuv Hadas. That, you see, the rest of the year, these psilos, you can't use them for Shabbos because the flick is just is jumping all over the place. And that shows a lack of Yishuv, lack of contentment. You're here, you're there, you don't know what you're supposed to be doing. And Chanukah is the light that's coming lamata me'asara to help us see ourselves, help us understand chofes kol chadrei lev, to understand, you know, what am I supposed to be doing in life, or what kind of girl am I supposed to be marrying, you know, like what type of person, you know, and that's another part of. I believe Rabbi Meir Tversky once said, when a person dates, he understands himself better. So then he really begins to understand himself through, a lot of people have pointed this out. When you start to date, then you understand who you are. Because then you understand what values, what type of person you're looking for. So that's reflective of who you are. And this is a time of self-introspection, of kofes kol v'arbei braten. Rest of the year, sometimes the Shechina is there, but like on Shabbos, it's very lofty, and sometimes not everyone can grasp on, and therefore a person doesn't have the total Yishuv Hadas, and the flame is flickering, it's jumping, as Rashi says, the Ner is kofetz, but on Chanukah is the time that v'chimesh es Eretz Mitzrayim, is the time that these three mitzvahs of Chodesh Mil and Shabbos are the mitzvahs that make ourselves roi for Hashras Hashchina, and that's because we understand who we are and what we're supposed to doing, and if we're doing what we're supposed to doing in life, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give his approval. But if we're not doing the right things, I'm not even talking about Averis versus mitzvahs. That of course is given here. I'm talking about which path you're supposed to be taking, who you're supposed to be marrying, what type of job you're supposed to be getting, how much you're supposed to be staying in yeshiva, and understanding what you're cut out to do. And that sometimes you need an older person to give you insight, and who understands you, helps you light up the Koron and Stokim of your neshama, to see what am I all about, to be in contact in who you are and what you need to do. Because not everyone's the same. Just because someone else takes this path doesn't mean it's for you. Just because your older brother is this way doesn't mean that you're that way. You have to understand who you are, what you could be doing, and everyone could be contributing in a certain way to Hashras Hashchina. And that's what I say. Chimish is Eretz Mitzrayim. He saw Gula Shah. It was the Sion that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim because they did things to be Mashra Shechina. But it's also Gula Solom. It's the Gula for everyone to understand themselves. And ultimately, that's what it means, personal redemption. When you feel that you're doing something that you're cut out to be doing, L'shem Shamayim, and you feel a fulfillment for that. And that's what Chanukah is. That it has to be Lamata Miyasara. The Shekhinah is more close to us. The light is brighter than ever. It's helping us near, as the Pasuk in Mishlei is telling us. And it's something that Yosef HaTzadik was Mashre in Mitzrayim. And ultimately, the Chimesh Eretz Mitzrayim led to V'chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael. And the key is the Pasuk in Mishlei, Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom Chofes Kol Chadrei Votan. That the Ner Hashem that's within Asar Tfachim is lining up our Neshama to let us understand what's going on inside of us. Who are we? And that Bez Hashem should give everyone a Gulas Olam, a sense of contentment and fulfillment in everything we do in this world.